And now for reading and writing and radio.
Peanut Butter Gang, the teacher class of reading and writing and radio, brings you
Peanut Butter!
When I was 12 years old, I went to my least favorite person, the orthodontist. He was putting the braces bands on my teeth. As I watched him mix up a brown glue for the bands, I said, "It looks like peanut butter." He said, "Yes, it does, and it sticks even better." What he didn't say, though, was that it didn't taste like peanut butter. It was the most awful stuff I'd ever had in my mouth. It was months before I could eat peanut butter again, and when I did, it stuck all over my braces.
The author of that nutty story is Susie Pettyjohn of Edinburgh Grade School. Butter, it could be you.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
UPI has just announced the latest in a long list of endangered species, peanut butter. The United States Department of Agriculture announces failure of this year's peanut crop due to drought. There will be no domestic peanut products on the shelves by spring. Hoarding has already begun, and prices are expected to rise 50 to 60%. Rumors have it that lines of starved peanut butter freaks are storming grocery stores from California to Maine. This is a very sticky situation.
Goodness gracious.
Peanut butter?
What do we do without peanut butter?
Kids will starve.
Think we can make our own?
But we've had peanut butter forever. Remember the king that Shel Silverstein wrote about? Here are some excerpts from the peanut butter sandwich. I'll sing you a poem of a silly young king who played with the world at the end of a string, but he only loved one single thing, and that was just a peanut butter sandwich. His scepter and his royal gowns, his regal throne and golden crowns were brown and sticky from the mounds and drippings from each peanut butter sandwich. And then one day he took a bite and started chewing with delight, but found his mouth was stuck quite tight from that last bite of peanut butter sandwich. His brother pulled, his sister pried, the wizard pushed, his mother cried. My boy's committed suicide from eating his last peanut butter sandwich. Each man and woman, girl and boy put down their plows and pots and toys and pulled until crack. Oh, joy! They broke right through that peanut butter sandwich. a puff of dust, a screech, a squeak. The king's jaw opened with a creak, and then in a voice so faint and weak, the first words that they heard him speak were, "How about a peanut butter sandwich?"
And listen to Ann Linval's third grade from South School, Taylorville, singing about peanut butter.
Peanut butter and jelly. First you take the peanuts and scoop them, and squish them, and spread them up, and spread them down, and you know what you got? You got
cross an elephant with a peanut.
Either a peanut with a long memory or an elephant that sticks to the roof of your mouth.
One of the ugliest monuments in our nation is the Monument of the Boll Weevil in Enterprise, Alabama. When the boll weevil attacked and destroyed the local cotton crop, farmers turned to peanuts as an alternate crop. Peanut farming paid more than cotton farming, so the people erected a monument to honor George Washington Carver's research on peanuts as well as the boll weevil.
Peanuts are a nutritious food. They are used to make peanut oil for cooking, salad oil, or margarine. Peanuts are also used to make soap and shampoo. After the oil is taken out, there is a solid part of the peanut left which is used for cattle and pig feed. George Washington Carver developed hundreds of ways to use the peanut plant.
Did you know that you could use peanut butter to take gum out of your hair?
Did you know that you can cure hiccups by eating peanut butter?
Did you know there's a special friend hiding inside a peanut? If you open it very carefully, at the end you will find Santa waiting for you.
When you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, do you put the peanut butter on first, or do you put the jelly on first?
Oh no, that's not the right way. You have to put peanut butter on both slices of bread, put the jelly in the middle. That way you don't end up with purple bread.
There are other kinds of sandwiches besides peanut butter and jelly. Have you ever tried a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
Or a peanut butter and pickle sandwich?
Or peanut butter and bacon?
Peanut butter and cheese is good.
Peanut butter and honey.
Peanut butter and marshmallow cream.
Peanut butter and Swiss cheese.
Peanut butter and onion.
Ooh. Nothing wrong with our laughing, is there?
No, no. Peanut butter and raisins? Peanut butter and radishes? Peanut butter and potato chips. Celery filled with peanut butter. My kids like that.
Did you know that a mother could flunk making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? I have a friend with 9 children, and her son Mike always told her, "You don't know how to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Mrs. Smith knows how to make them." So my friend went over to ask Mrs. Smith what she used, what kind of peanut butter, what kind of bread, what kind of jelly. Next time, she still flunked peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Well, came to find out she was dealing out 9 pieces of bread, putting on the peanut butter and jelly, and then putting 9 tops on, and the pieces of bread weren't matching. That's why she flunked making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
An original poem by Steve Furman.
Peanut butter, creamy or crunchy, sliding smoothly or nuttily munchy, slick under the knife or going on bunchy, good for dinner and good for lunchy. Creamy or crunchy, peanut butter, sticks in your teeth until your eyelids flutter, melts in your mouth while you muffledly mutter, down in your stomach, imagine the clutter.
Why don't you make some peanut butter?
Number 1, wash your hands. Number 2, shell 1 cup of peanuts. Number 3, put the peanuts in the blender. Number 4, turn on the blender to chop. Number 5, stop. Add 1/2 teaspoon oil. Number 6, turn on blender again until smooth. 7, spread on crackers and enjoy.
Found in a recent Instructure magazine, For Peanut Butter's Sake by Peggy Archer. A peanut butter sandwich is my favorite kind of lunch. Creamy, crunchy, super crunch, I like it very much. Add some jelly or some pickles, some bananas from the bunch. Spread some on an apple for a treat that's good to munch. Peanut butter cookies, a peanut butter shake. Peanut butter anything tastes absolutely great. Peanut butter fudge or frosting for a peanut butter cake. I'll turn into a peanut for peanut butter's sake.
Okay, kids out there in peanut butter land, send us your stories and your poems about peanut butter.
Peanut butter, it's good for your dad and it's good for your mother. The only trouble with peanut butter is you have to unstick it one way or the other. Try a glass of milk to wash it down, but it keeps on sticking all around. I pull my finger right into my mouth and finally scrape the peanut butter.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.